You guys, I'm sick and really not feeling that well, so I wanted to make a little podcast and YouTube video about horoscopes because this always makes me happy and I think it's just fun. Please don't take it too seriously, but I think it's a great conversation starter for people who are going on blind dates or just curious about this kind of thing. I got really into it probably like 5 years ago, and I think Google ranks the most proven results, so hopefully this is correct. I'm gonna go through all the horoscopes and timestamp each of them so you can find yours and hear what it's like to date each sign. So, number one, Geminis. We are supposed to be really chatty Cathys, communicators, and really kind. You know, there's usually no real vindictiveness in a Gemini. They're all about just sharing ideas, and there's often a sense of community there. I think that, like, a lot of stigma around dating a Gemini comes from the idea that they might be kind of flaky or commitment phobic, but a lot of times I think that's because you don't really want to commit too early if you're very mentally driven or intellectually pursuing, like, you know, your own goals for a while. If you put those facts before feelings, like, I just think that, yeah, that personality type might not just jump in based on emotion. And the symbol of a Gemini is two twins facing each other. So they're trying to see each other in their eyes, you know? And so if you have unique experiences and are coming from a place where you're trying to find you in other people, it is hard. It is hard to find exactly you. Like, I hope you eventually realize that that's not possible. And growing up, I always wanted to date the other. Like, I wanted to see other perspectives and things that were different from me. But what has lasted is a relationship with another Gemini. And at first, I didn't really know if we had a lot in common. But over the years, I've seen that we do. And I think that that kind of empathetic, like, conversational heavy, like, relationship really suits me. Some of the other relationships I've heard of that are Gemini and Gemini are Barbara Bush, who has Mark's birthday, and George Bush, and they were the longest married presidential couple. A couple I really like is Tom Daley and Dustin Lance Black. The former was an Olympic swimmer, and the other was a screenwriter for Milk. And Dustin Lance Black is my birthday twin, June 10th. So I looked at those couples, and I was like, "Oh, how lovely!" You know. Yeah, Geminis are nice. They're not gonna hold grudges, and I think that, you know, if you are able to take a chance on one, just be interesting on a first date so they take the time to get to know more about you. Number two is Gemini or Cancer. Oh my gosh. Cancers are July babies, and like the crab, they hold their home very close to them, wherever they go. They are the heart of the home, and they definitely protect those that they really care about and who have earned their trust. I feel like Cancers get a bad rap because they are sometimes seen as, like, selfish, or, you know, they won't give away too much too soon, so they can be a little closed off or quiet. But I think that, again, that's like a safety measure before you really, like, pass. Why would they tell you everything about themselves? You know, like, if safety and security are the most important things to you, you're not gonna just, like, risk everything on a cute face. And that's smart. My brother's a Cancer, and he has very good judgment. And I think you have to if you are a Cancer. So protect yourself. And if you're about to date one, just understand that. Number three is, oh, I didn't get the timestamp for that, but it's Leo. And Leos are very majestic, like their symbol. They are like very royal. Oftentimes, like, they'll have really great hair. Like, just be, there's something about them that's kind of like charismatic. Leo men might have like a certain sarcastic quality or even come off a little snobby because they're trying to figure out like not an annoying way to get your attention. And it, you know, I've heard that if a guy really likes a girl, oftentimes he will be a little harder on her, like just to make her come to him. You know what I mean? They often have some great things to say and are just like great people. Like, I don't see a lot of trickery in a Leo. They're just lavish, like, you know, full. They like to receive a lot of attention and give a lot. And so I just find them very generous people and very kind and beautiful. The most high maintenance sign, but they deserve it. And I think a little bit of them knows that. The next one after that in the calendar year is, let me take the timestamp. Virgos. Virgos are the virgin in the horoscope, and so they are really sweet, very organized, analytical, a little OCD sometimes, and often that becomes like a little tick, like they might pick at their nails or just do something like when they get nervous, more than other signs. But, you know, there's no, there's nothing to them to be scared of. Like, I think that they often choose more dominant signs to be with, although they end up providing a lot of structure. And what would society be without rules, right? So Virgos, you like rules. And that's not a bad thing. I found some really great friends in Virgos. And you guys should be proofreaders because you see everything. Number five is Libras. Virgo, Libra, cusps. Between these two signs is the cusp of beauty, which I always really liked. So Libras are the scales, and they're really great at seeing the right and wrong in a situation. They can be very diplomatic and objective. So I love that Kim and Kanye are like a Gemini Libra mix. Like, I get along with Libras really well. And they are often very like talented and rational people. They won't rush into making a decision. It needs to make sense, you know, and you'll never really see them lose their cool or be like crazy. I like Libras a lot. Number six is Scorpios. Scorpios get a bad rap for being maybe possessive or jealous, but honestly, like, they love very hard and with very intense, like, passionate love. You know, anybody should be mad if they aren't committed to properly and a decision hasn't been made to equal what they're giving. Scorpios are magnetic. They're very charismatic. Geminis are often drawn to Scorpios because they're the exact opposite on the spectrum. Like, they see life very differently, but they also are like the more sparkly signs. Like, there's something very articulate and engaging about Scorpios that Geminis just find so interesting. But I can list so many examples of why that doesn't work out. Ready? Lenny Kravitz was a Gemini man, and Lisa Bonet was a Scorpio woman. He was very creative, like a visionary, And Lisa Bonet ended up being with a Piscean, and you'll realize why that was a better fit later on. Blake Shelton, a famous country singer, is a Gemini, and he was married to Miranda Lambert, a Scorpio singer. And, I think that chemistry is just, like, so apparent to a lot of the public who were interested in that relationship. Katy Perry was a Scorpio woman who married Russell Brand, Gemini, very witty comedian, and that didn't work out. I think that, unfortunately, that kind of chemistry is probably, like, worth going through the pain, and so if you are a Scorpio-Gemini combo, like, God, you guys must have great sex. But, like, honestly, you know, you guys are going to have to work really hard to blend the mental and physical together. Yeah. I mean, I got this tattoo because of a Scorpio Sag cusp, so I empathize, and I just think that it's hard because... Yeah, I think with Scorpios, there's this generalization that, like, if you're not with them completely, you're the enemy. And loyalty is very, very important. They're not just going to let a lot go to see the other side of the story, you know? And they don't have to. They're a phoenix or a scorpion. Next, we have the Sagittarius, and they are... Like, Miley Cyrus is a Sagittarius, and quintessential, like, just unapologetically the archer, that's their symbol, and her song The Climb is, like, that can explain a Sagittarius in a nutshell. They make great friends, they're explorers, they're loyal, they'll do a lot for their partners, but they're not just gonna settle. Number 8. Is Capricorn, and unfortunately these people have to share their birthdays with Christmas and, you know, New Year's sometimes, but honestly, like, I respect Capricorns very much because they are experts eventually at everything they do. Capable Capricorns, pleasure to date them, pleasure to be friends with them. They don't settle down easily, so it's interesting. Number 9, Aquariuses. Jennifer Aniston's an Aquarius, and her best friend Courtney Cox is a Gemini. So I am predisposed to like Aquarians. They are the weirdos of the zodiac, and unapologetically so. They like to be unique snowflakes and use their water element very well, to be able to intuit people and be creative. Aquarians notoriously aren't quick to be monogamous, much like Geminis, and I think that has to do with them viewing life as experiences and stories. And so, you know, that's just something that happens with, I guess, a lot of water and air signs. Next is number 10, which is Pisces. And Pisces are the lovers, like, they're the two fishes, like, chasing one another. The only other sign other than a Gemini that has two symbols in it. So they are all about, again, like, seeing others as themselves and, like, community, making the world a better place, paying it forward, all these kind of, like, selfless, philosophical, often very, like, spiritual and considered, like, things are all part of their, like, other world that's all in their head. They're kind of like Geminis, where they are very cerebral. And you can kind of tell if it's a Pisces because they always sort of look like they just woke up. That's my moon sign, so I think that affects my Gemini and is why I like horoscopes. But, Pisces are, like, just very romantic. They want to make their dreams a reality and will do anything to try and make their fantasies come alive. So if you are loved by a Pisces, like, congratulations. But they have a stigma for being liars, and that's only really going to happen if the reality doesn't match what they want to be real, right? So Khloe Kardashian has a bad rap for being with a lot of Pisces men. Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson, who both, I guess, cheated on her. And, you know, fantasies compared to their realities, which was being married. I don't know. I don't know if that generalization always is true, because that's definitely not been true for a lot of Pisces people who I love and know. But if you're a Pisces, you're probably into video games, other escapist stuff. So you just gotta, like, stay engaged with what's real and accept it. Love isn't always pretty, and so you have to kind of just stick it out. Okay, 11 is Aries. And I admire Arians so much. They are dynamic, they are leaders, passionate people, like, they could lead an army. I love Aries. My sister is an Aries. And she used to get so angry sometimes if she wasn't properly heard at the dinner table. Rightly so, because she was 6 years younger than us, and I think we really owed her more respect than we sometimes gave her. Aries and Gemini often get along really well because of that exploratory nature. They want to live life to the fullest and are always trying to find out things. They have a lot of expectations too, so if you're gonna date one or you are an Aries, just remember that, like, a classic combo is Aries and Virgo, because the Aries wants somebody who's gonna hold them accountable and work hard with them, and a Virgo is somebody who wants a system to uphold, and they can follow a leader like Aries really well, and yeah, they keep each other in check. After that we have Taurus. Now, I really like Tauruses because they can be with literally any other sign, seriously. Geminis can maybe, like, casually date every sign, but Tauruses can, like, settle down and be anybody's soulmate. The main criticism with them is that they can be clingy or kind of annoying, but honestly, in a marriage, life is very long and you won't always like the person you're with, and so you want someone who's never going to give up. That's how you make a relationship last, and a Taurus will work very hard because you passed whatever test it was that you had to go through, because you can't bullshit a Taurus. And they don't like to be wrong, so, like, why would they give up? Tauruses won't let go until they are truly, truly done with you. And when they are, I'm so sorry for you, because that would have been great. They'll, like, fully support you, they'll make a beautiful home for you and be, like, so romantic and steady and secure. Tauruses are great. They can also be, yeah, the stigma is stubborn. And so if you are a Taurus or you were about to date one, just try and keep an open mind. Yeah, and I think that there's a lot to learn from each sign, so I hope you liked all 12 that I went through, and that some of it's true for you. If you're dating a certain sign, let me know if you want a reading. Yeah, I'm gonna try and take a nap maybe, and I'll talk to you guys next time.